From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after President Biden signed the nearly $61 billion aid package for Ukraine, the Pentagon announced it's releasing $6 billion for Ukraine to buy future weapons. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the package also includes U.S. Patriot systems.
This is the largest security assistance package that we've committed to date.
It's not known how soon those weapons will arrive in Ukraine. At the hush money trial of Donald Trump, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker facing intense cross-examination again by Trump's attorneys about the arrangement between Pecker and Trump's former fixer Michael Cohen to catch and kill negative stories about Trump during the 2016 election. ABC's Aaron Kotursky is in Lower Manhattan.
They got David Pecker to concede that the Enquirer paid for hundreds of thousands of stories. But then on redirect, Assistant District Attorney Joshua Steinglass asked Pecker, you know, how many of these other stories involved a presidential candidate and all sorts of money? And no others, Pecker said, because paying $150,000, say, for Karen McDougal's story was an unheard of sum. Normally, it was between $250,000 and $5,000.
At Columbia University campus in New York, pro-Palestinian demonstrators are facing a deadline to remove encampments. Protests over the last 10 days have also included anti-Semitic chants, creating safety concerns for Jewish students. Today, counter-protests by pro-Israeli groups calling for the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
Our active terror may have ended on October 7th, but they are still victims of terror being terrorized on a daily basis for 203 days.
Protests by pro-Palestinians have also spread to other colleges around the country. Efforts to tamp down on inflation taking longer. Consumer prices rose 0.3% from February to March. You're listening to ABC News. Fallout from the reversal in Harvey Weinstein's New York rape case, the state's highest court throwing out the movie mogul's 2020 conviction, citing errors by the judge. Juror Amanda Brainerd says she's appalled.
It seems to me that to overturn a verdict based on witnesses that really were not that relevant to our discussion is insane.
The New York's DA office says it will attempt to retry the case. Weinstein remains in prison for a sex assault conviction in Los Angeles. Headed to school lunchroom soon. Menu changes first introduced 14 years ago.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama made childhood obesity her cause.
Think about why someone is okay with your kids eating crap.
But changes to school cafeteria menus rolled out in 2010 were rolled back after the Obamas left the White House. The Biden administration also relaxed some of the requirements during the pandemic. But a new rule limiting added sugar in cereal and yogurts takes effect with the coming school year. Sodium limits will come after that. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A premature Palestinian infant whose mother was killed in an Israeli airstrike has now died. The girl's uncle says she spent 5 days in an incubator before succumbing on Thursday. The baby was born by emergency C-section after both her parents and 4-year-old sister were killed in their home in Rafah. The mother was 30 weeks pregnant at the time. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.